In reality, you don't ever change the hurricane. You just learn to stay out of its path. Jody Pico, I've lived in South Florida for over 50 years and thus have faced plenty of stress-filled moments as the annual onset of hurricane season occurs. I might say in oddly casual fashion that I've often faced such rain and wind-filled disasters as restful retreats from life's normality of workday stress before, during, and after they occur. But let's face facts. As many hurricanes grow stronger and larger these days and I grow older, I grow less tolerant of likely electrical power outages, gas and food shortages, as well as flooded city streets accompanying each close by landfall. So let's consider my most current logic of road tripping as the best solution to deal with the likely catastrophic result of monster-sized Hurricane Ian as it tracks toward the southwest coast of Florida in the next 2 days. For an opportunity now presented itself for Ruth and I to escape northward from Fort Lauderdale on our Colorado-bound adventures 2 days earlier than intended to hopefully veer away from this impending storm. Thus, I envisioned myself thinking critically in chess game fashion, so to speak, with Iris as I strategized our first day route based on Weather Channel forecasts about when and where the hurricane's landfall near Tampa would likely occur. Then we slowly made our way up heavily congested Florida Turnpike and Interstate 75, followed by a more leisurely westerly jog along US 27 to reach our first destination of Tallahassee today. In reflecting back to those moments, must say that most immediate reaction to this 10-hour escape north would be how heartbreaking it felt to witness the horror of mandatory evacuations requiring so many to flee Iris' wrath along the same roads we took today. My emotions further heightened in seeing an endless caravan of utility vehicles heading in the opposite direction. For it would no doubt be a very demanding task for them to restore power as well as clear the widespread landscape damage in these affected communities. Perhaps then you might gain a greater sense in the following photo set from our recent travels about how killer Hurricane Ian packing winds of over 150 miles per hour will likely come ashore along the Florida coast in such destructive fashion. Thankfully, we're away from such chaos as we head tomorrow for Vicksburg, Mississippi. Caravan of Utility Repair Vehicles, Florida Turnpike, September 27, 2022. Line of Evacuee Gridlock Traffic, I-75, September 27, 2022. Pa A Grill, St. Petersburg, FL. 2019 Dania Beach, Florida, 2022 Dania Beach, Florida, 2022 Sunshine State Skyway, St. Petersburg, FL. 2019